Bonjour à tous, alors oui.
Good afternoon. Yes, Yann Shiraz and I attended the General Assembly of CICERO, which was in Beirut. Now, I'd just like to sum it up in a nutshell without dwelling too much on all that was said and done. So first of all, the first day of the General Assembly was a pre-sessional day, really. We attended a training session on the topic of conflicts and how we can handle conflicts or disputes. And I think that we all registered a lot of worthwhile information, and maybe we could share it with the entire council. After all, that is the purpose of this kind of training sessions. The idea is that the benefits will trickle down across all layers of the council. CICERO writes up an annual report. It has been presented by Ian, and it's available on the CICERO website. I don't know if the council is going to upload it online. Maybe I could just talk you through the main points. So firstly, the review of remuneration for G staff. Then you've got the post adjustments, the pension funds, including the investment strategy of the pension fund, health insurance after service, then prohibited conduct on the workplace, the tax status of consultants, especially in Switzerland and Germany, better parental leave conditions, in particular requests for extending parental leave to 6 months divisible between both parents, then the flexible working arrangements, outsourcing, or the future of the UN staff. And then there's that's following up on a ILO report. Anyway, all the information is set out in further detail in the report, which will be available. The first major topic that was broached during the 3 days of the General Assembly's plenary was a particularly controversial one, and that's the ICSC. So the various members of the General Assembly talked about the different issues relating to this topic, and an ICSC delegation came along, including the new president. This gave rise to some fairly fruitful exchange, so I'd just like to sum up what was said. So they described the system to us in great detail. Now, it's no secret that all of this is very complex and that staff members don't understand all that much about it. In fact, I wonder if even the General Assembly understands that much about it. So we actually engaged in consultation now with the ICSC, but we've not yet begun negotiations. Now, I'll try to be a little more concise. The main take-home point is, of course, what ICSC delegates said. The president of the ICSC said that they want to be transparent. They want to be transparent vis-a-vis the staff unions. They want to meet with staff representatives more often. Then the ICSC is also thinking about the pay gap between G staff and P staff. Very importantly, the president of the ICSC recalled that the ICSC is totally independent. He really emphasized that point, and he said that as long as he is in office, no member state will influence the commission. So now we just hope that that position will be maintained and put into practice. The ILO gave us a presentation on collective bargaining. And we had a working group presentation from the working group on contributions by various unions. I'll spare you the details. There was a discussion about how to increase unions' revenues or income, and there were various proposals that were floated. Again, I'm not going to delve into the details right now. The status of consultants was raised. As you are aware, the UN is using more and more consultants to the detriment of staff positions. All of the UN unions are particularly vigilant about this, especially as it tends to trigger, or it could trigger, difficulties for maintaining the social advantages of staff members. If you're a staff member, you contribute to the organization and other staff members' situations. So we just want to try and keep that way. Do I still have a few minutes? Two more minutes? All right. There was also a comment about the duty of care, and in particular, the fact that the duty of care, which the organization must abide by, goes beyond security and safety, and actually also relates to the protection of people in a vulnerable situation, as well as occupational health and safety, including mental health. There are more and more cases of mental health issues at the workplace, and this, of course, must be taken into account to a greater extent by the organization. Disability was also mentioned, in particular parents with children with disabilities. This is something which has not been given sufficient attention so far, and that needs to change. The organization is deemed to not provide sufficient support for carers and parents of children with disabilities. And finally, there was a question raised relating to quotas in order to help persons with disabilities access more things. Maybe I was a bit too concise, but again, there will be a written report and you will be able to look at all of the details